Well, I'd like to say that I did go to school here, and it was a great time in my life.
Going to school?
Yes. And my brother and I lived with the family name of Hasty down, I think it's Nujabar or something like that name now, mm-hmm. that owns the property. And sometimes in the wintertime, I can remember leaving the school with the two of us to go there, and probably it was 2 miles from here. And with the snowstorm, sometimes we were walking the stone walls.
Yeah.
There was no roads plowed or anything, and but I always felt safe because I was with my brother.
Yeah. Who was in charge of the old home day when you were younger?
I imagine it was the Pages.
Yeah. Who were they?
They lived right here on this road.
Mm-hmm.
And they were one of the oldest families in town, too.
Okay.
George Page was one. I forgot the others.
Yep. Are there any other memories or thoughts that you'd like to share?
I remember Christmas time here at the church where we... from school, we put on a play somewhat. I don't remember what the play was, and I don't remember being outstanding in it or anything. But,
but that was fun?
It was fun.
Yeah. What was Christmas like when you were a child growing up here?
Well, it was wonderful. I believed in Santa Claus till my brother finally took me one side and explained about the whole thing, and I was shocked to think that it was that way. But he thought it was time I knew that it was just a myth.
Yeah.
But when we lived in the village, we lived with Frank and Lena Parsons for a year, brother and sister, a lovely little Cape Cod home with a outside on the street side was a post with a lamp in it, and every night they'd light the lamps, and it was so pretty on the street. Every post had a lamp in it.
Oh, wow.
And it was lighted in the evening. And Frank and Lena were wonderful people. And at Christmas time, my brother and I went up to the town hall. Those days, you didn't have to worry about anything. It was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christmas tree was there, and I thought it probably was the tallest Christmas tree I'd ever seen. And maybe it was more than 2 feet or 3 feet. But remember, I was just a little girl.
Yeah.
And there were two things under the Christmas tree that we both spoke about. I said, oh, if I could only have that Cupid doll dressed like a bride.
Yeah.
And my brother said, oh, if I could only have those boots under the tree, I would be so happy. And at Christmas time, when they gave out the presents and everything, I got the Cupid doll and my brother got the boots from Frank and Lena. We felt we had the most wonderful Christmas presents that anyone had ever had in their lives. They were wonderful people.
That's wonderful. Any other thoughts that you can think of? Any other memories you'd like to share?
Oh, lots and lots of memories. Wonderful memories. I wouldn't have traded my life for anyone's in this world.
Fantastic. What was daily life back then for you when you were a child? Did you work with your family?
It was always family, and even though these people were not family, they were my family and my brother's family, and they treated us as though we were their family.
Mm-hmm.
It was just wonderful.
What were some of the things that you did with them, your family back then?
I remember my Aunt Maddie, we were never allowed to come to the table without, when we needed something, we would say, please pass the butter. Or when it was time to leave, please excuse me. Our manners were very important. And there was a family that lived near us, and my Aunt Maddie, they asked her if we could come and stay with them for couple of weeks and teach the boys some manners. So she said yes, and so we went there, and at the end of 2 weeks, our manners were the same as theirs. They hadn't learned a thing from us, and my Aunt Maddie took us back to the house quickly.
Wow. We spoke a bit about Christmas. What was Thanksgiving like for you?
It was wonderful. It was a festive time with all the farm products and everything. And they came around in wagons then with the meat and everything and bread and all that. And you bought from the wagons. You didn't even have to go to the store or anything.
Yeah.
Most everything was raised on the farms and so forth. And it was wonderful.
That's fantastic. Any other thoughts that you'd like to share?
I just would like to always remember my Aunt Maddie and Uncle Will. He had a Stanley steamer, and I was scared to death of that. And he'd get it all ready to go to Laconia, and I would always hide because I didn't want to go in it. And there was one particular place that I hid in, and it was in the middle of the garden with a ladder, and up on the very top was where they stored the dynamite to get rid of the rocks and everything, and I would always go there to hide. So they always knew where to find me.
Yep.
And I can still hear them in the state, "Gracie, where are you?" And then they'd put me in the Stanley steamer, and my brother would sit in the well of it. And then he was in seventh heaven pumping and everything, the steam and everything.
Wow.
And off we'd go to Laconia, and it always broke down. We always had to walk back, and it was a long walk when you're 3 years old.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Grace, for coming by and talking to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Okay.